All right, folks, as you can probably sort of hear behind us, the day three at New Jersey Horror Con Film Festival, March edition 2019, quickly coming to an end. We're in the home stretch here. Dave the Clone still kicking it on the floor for the Hollow Knight Network, and with me, as always, is Whitney Benson.
Hello!
And joining us in the hot seat now, our good friend from dinner the other night, Shane Terry. How you doing, my friend?
Doing excellent, Dave. I really appreciate y'all having me out here.
Thanks for coming and hanging out with us. I know everyone's getting ready to get out of here. The walls are literally coming down around
us. As we speak.
What was the weekend like for you? What were you here pushing, man? Tell us all about what you got going on.
Well, we were up here promoting a short film that I worked on. I was a grip on this film. Normally I'm an actor, but Brett Mullen's my director. The short film was Belladonna.
Nice.
We were up here. Brett was nominated for Best Director. Unfortunately, he didn't win, but you know.
Oh, no!
There's a whole lot of politics involved.
I kind of figured that was
North Carolina boys.
Yes.
There you go.
But most importantly, he won Best Film at Mad Monster.
Yes. I believe it was Mad Monster. I know we got Best Regional for some festival that's coming up, haven't even happened yet.
Oh, wow. So you just got to show up to accept the award.
Yeah, it's something happened in Raleigh, so at least I don't have to go far for that. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. So
cool. Wow. So you guys did make quite a trek up here. Was that 12-hour drive?
I want to say like 7.5, 8.
Unless you got stuck like us in D.C. for 6 hours.
No, thankfully we didn't. But we still saw the signs for the detour, many hours later after y'all had passed through.
It's been a rough weekend for some of us.
Hopefully,
man,
y'all can get ahead of us and, just shout back and tell us what traffic's like.
Right. we'll give you a preview.
They're going to be doing all the Waze updates for you that you're following on the way home. Waze, you can put like, oh, there's a cop here. Oh, there's a car on the shoulder here. It's going to be all them. You guys got to tag it somehow so you know that like Whitney's crew is here.
Hell yeah, no doubt.
So how was the whole weekend leading up to, and even though slightly disappointing news from the awards show, but how was the weekend turn out for people coming and checking out the movie and getting the buzz going?
Oh my God, it was so amazing. Like, I just wish we had more copies of our other film, Bloody Ballet. I wish we had more copies of that. We only had a limited number, and people were like just snatching.
It was gone.
Like, they were gone. Like, we sold all of them but one on the first day, and the last one, yesterday.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah, exactly. That and promoting ourselves and our work, and the other film that we got, Bombshell Bloodbath, we still got several copies over there, and they're just flying off the shelves.
That's initially how I met Brett, was through Bombshell Bloodbath.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great film.
It's a great Italian throwback.
That was when you guys were talking. I had like the Fulci.
Yeah, he was very largely influenced by Fulci.
Argento kind of flair.
Nice. Yeah, Italy's kind of like been known as a sort of home for the arts from even ancient times. So it's good to see that is translated even into the horror genre.
Yeah, and even with Bombshell Bloodbath, like that was the original title we put it out under. But speaking of the Italians, Bombshell Bloodbath got bought by a brand new Italian distribution company called Tetro Horror Home Video.
Okay.
So, and they changed the title to Dead Inferno, and we are lucky enough to be the very first on their collection their catalog. And it's a 2-disc collector set. It is the most gorgeous DVD I've ever seen.
Nice.
So, like, please do yourself a favor, check out Tetro Home Video and check out Dead Inferno.
Yes.
You will not be disappointed. 2-disc collector set, behind the scenes, extras, features. It's definitely worth having in your collection.
Dead Inferno, which was originally called
Bombshell Bloodbath.
And did you guys have any say in them changing the title like that? Or did they just sort of, like, any reason why that went down? They just didn't like the title?
I don't know. I think, it's more Italian feeling and sounding.
Gotcha, okay.
You could ask Brett. He knows more about it. He's more in contact with them than I am. So
gotcha.
I don't know all the politics behind everything, but I just know what happened.
I try to think of, like, any of the people listening out there who are kind of, like, people like you guys but not quite at your level yet, and they're kind of just getting their feet wet, getting their first thing done, just to kind of let them know, hey, these are some of the things that happen along the way, these are some of the things that you might not learn about in film school that you got to prepare for, and don't let it completely shut you down. Like, your film is still getting out there and getting seen.
We've got two feature films that we put out, the first one, Bombshell Bloodbath, When it went to distribution, they changed it to Dead Inferno. Mm-hmm. Same thing with our other film. It was the working title was Phantasma. It yes. goes to distribution. They changed it to Bloody Ballet. Yep. We don't have any say in that. And you know,
wow.
the only thing I had about that is like, I don't care what they call it as long as they spell my name right.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So like, I don't Bloody Ballet, Phantasma. I'm still going to be promoting my work, and I'm very proud of all the work that I've done with Brett. He's an amazing director.
He's so talented.
Yes, yes,
and a great guy.
And I'm not going to spill any beans. I'm going to let him do it. I don't know if I'm, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, but he has plans for our next feature, and he picked up a couple actresses here
we got
from
the
convention.
Yeah, we have
I didn't know about that, though, the picking up some actresses.
Yeah, I told you that.
I'm not saying who.
That.
Okay.
I'm not saying who he got, but
there's. That's the meeting.
I told you that.
That's why he was late to dinner the other night. So, yeah.
He is forgiven.
Yes.
I told you behind the scenes of who those people were.
Yeah, now I'm remembering all
this. So we've got
a
couple actresses.
It's been a fuzzy morning here, or day, I guess, since it's almost 4 or 5
a.m.
Yeah.
When you think about some of the stuff, when you've gripped and you've acted, do you have a much stronger passion for a specific role behind in front of the camera or behind the camera? Like, where do you feel like your mainstay is?
I mean, I love being in front of the camera just because I like acting. I like helping create a character.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love the production side. You know, I also work as a stagehand doing concerts.
Nice.
So, you know,
okay.
like I just love production. Like,
yeah.
When I'm not, like, even with Phantasma, like, I was the horror monster. I was the killer. But, you know, on an indie production, all of us have to wear many hats.
Yeah.
So, like, I would literally, like, take off my mask and my outfit, and then I would go grab this light, and I'd go move it across the room
yeah.
and hike it up.
And
so
then
I was,
go put your other hat
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
so,
a
whole like,
different hat.
I would literally go from one to the other. So, like, I mean, as much as I like being an actor or, you know, like, even in Belladonna, I was a grip on it,
yeah.
you know, but I'm still putting just as much passion and love behind whether I'm behind the camera, in front of the camera, or whatever, because I love working with like-minded individuals who just want to put out some beautiful product.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I can be a part of helping that product be a little bit more beautiful, whether it's in front of the camera or hiking a light or holding mm-hmm. a boom or whatever, anything I can do to help my friends make beautiful product.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, we went from being, you know, Indy, North Carolina people the other day to where, like, I've got people like Tiffany Shepis selling,
nice.
She wants to do a movie with me. And
she's awesome.
And, you know, like, Mark Patton stopped by the booth earlier and was talking with Brett. And then, like, I go to take a picture of him and Brett, and, like, as he's put his arms around Brett, he goes, "We need to do a movie together."
Nice.
Like, so, like, you know,
that's what's awesome.
Awesome
about these things,
yeah.
man. Is that's where this kind of magic happens, you yep. know what I mean? Like, even for us, we just met this awesome comedian guy. I'm like, dude, we got to do some shit with you, man. We're going to have some really funny podcasts coming out.
Yeah, and
it's
that's what I love.
The energy here is just the creativity is in the air.
Everybody
know?
At these conventions is like, oh, you do what? You're cool. Let's work together.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
it doesn't matter if you're the biggest filmmaker or the smallest filmmaker.
There's
like,
still interest.
Yeah, they like it's experience. It's
yeah.
exposure.
And until you put like face-to-face, like you can see each other on social media, but until you face-to-face,
yeah.
that's when it really
yeah.
starts happening, and that's
yeah.
when the connections make.
Exactly. You know, like, I've been a fan of Mark Patton and Linnea Quigley, you know, for many, many years. And, like,
she
you know,
makes my heart race
oh,
really
yes.
fast.
Oh, and she is such a sweetheart. But,
yes.
like,
gorgeous.
To now, like, you know, I've been a fan of theirs for, like, 20, 30 years. And, like, now they're colleagues and,
yeah.
you know, saying, hey, I want to work with you. And I'm like, what? Like, this is so surreal. How did this happen to me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't ever pinch me. I don't want to wake up from this dream.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Let me sleep.
Yeah. Let me sleep and, like, I love this life. It's amazing.
Right.
I want to get big enough at this to where I don't ever have to go back to my day job ever.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I hear you.
It's
that's my goal as
Monday
well.
Morning back
yeah.
after
my goal
this
too.
Is
well, you said
rough.
It best with Concrash. Like,
yeah.
like, oh, my God.
After
like,
this is over, like, at 10 minutes after everybody leaves, we have Concrash.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we talked about before, and then you're like, oh, my God,
yeah,
I didn't want this to end.
I'm
going to
go back
cry.
To my normal job
yeah.
on Tuesday, and I'm not famous or anything.
Back
there's
to
actually, like, I think on New York Comic Con's website, they even have a section, like, discussing post-con depression syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an actual because of how much effort and energy and thought is going into this for so long before the event happens. It's almost like a wedding if you even think about it like that
yeah.
too. Like all right, all this planning, all this money, all these arrangements, and then boom, it's over. You might not have even got to do half the stuff that was there.
Yeah.
yeah.
But even though the stuff you did was awesome, you're gonna be looking through the website going, oh, they were there too? Like, fuck,
how
I didn't
did
even
I miss
see
that?
Them.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, so there's always this sort of bittersweet part of these events. But I think that's what keeps us coming back to them
yeah.
over
yes.
and over and over again.
Yeah, and you know, like you might not be able to meet one star today that you might have wanted to, but you know, they're popular and they're going to be at the next one, down the street or next month in the next town or whatever. And
absolutely,
you know, so it's really cool. Like, unfortunately, like, I don't have enough money to buy everything and meet everybody, dude, you know.
It's rough.
I've been very lucky that, you know, since I am an actor, like, some of the connections that I've been making, you know, like the Tiffany Shepis and the Linnea Quigley, like, I've been able to collect those photographs and the autographs for free.
Yep.
You know, some I'm still paying for, this, that, and the other. But, you know, it's
like... Well, because you also got to, like, support the cause.
Yeah. Too, you know, I mean, and to where, like, the larger stars might be willing to give me a photograph or an autograph for free.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was buying T-shirts and patches from some of the other smaller merchants, and I have no problem paying full price for any of that because, you know, they're just a small little schmuck like me, like, just trying to make a dollar and make their way in the world, so I don't mind. And you know, like Amelia Kincaid, like I did have to pay for that autograph and picture, but you know, she did say, well, even though you've got to pay, I will give you something else for free.
Yes.
So, you know, she knows that I'm an actor and, you know, I've got this
and
in with her.
And she was once in that same place.
Yeah, and I've got this in with her and Amelia, or Linnea, now through this and whatnot. And, you know, I could see she felt bad about charging me, but that's why she made up for it. Like, hey, I'll give you something for free, you know. So, and like... She's so sweet. Everybody I've met here is just so sweet and wonderful.
This is probably one of my favorite cons that we've done. Yeah. It's just so laid back, and everybody's just nice and chill.
It's
and
the
just
first one
relaxed.
I found that the celebrity guests are actually in the mode of like being ready to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially for people like us, it's kind of like, how you doing? It's kind of like, you know, we're used to when you go to the bigger shows, there's a real quick, like, oh, no, if this wasn't pre-approved by 5 studios, like, a month ago, we can't even let you look at them unless you're paying for an autograph or something. And here, I remember the first one of these I ever showed up at when we were still in Woodbridge in the Renaissance Hotel, and I'm just like, I just sat down next to one of the Super Troopers. I was like, hey, man, can I talk to you for a few minutes? He's like, yeah, absolutely. And I was just like, it's never that easy. Oh, my fucking God. And that's always been the sort of feel at this event.
And, dude, like, last night, the party afterwards, the karaoke.
Man.
My God, like, Denise Crosby, everybody
was
up singing. Like, Richard Grieco. Like, he sang Every Time You Turned Around. Like, Lyndon Porco, the leprechaun. Like, that dude was going nuts, man. Like, I had so much fun just watching all these talented people just, like, sing and have a good time, and it was just like, you don't get that in just, like, normal, everyday life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you would never expect, I went to get a water at the bar last night, and, you know, like, bars are always busy, and, like, people, you gotta wait in line, and this and that and the other, and finally the woman in front of me turns around, and I'm like, holy crap, Denise Crosby has a live and breathe, like, I would have never expected to be standing in line at the bar behind her.
And she just said, hey, how's it going?
No,
like,
no
it was
doubt.
Not even weird or fucked up, you
know?
No,
you know,
like,
she got some drinks, she gave them to, like, Dale Midkiff, I think she was buying a drink for him, she turned around, handed it to him, and I'm like, what the hell,
it's
man?
It's like being
this
in a dream, right?
No doubt. Like I said, don't ever pinch me. I will fucking punch you if you try to come at me.
Yeah.
I'll stay in the Matrix. I'll be that guy who's meeting Agent Smith secretly going, put me back in, bro. Just put me back in. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
No,
I want to go back.
Give me the red pill.
It's too late. I already took the blue one, but I want to take the red one now. Or as you took the red one, I want the blue one back.
Yeah, whatever color keeps you in. Like,
I'll betray my friends. It's fine. Put me back in. Oh man, so you guys are touring right now for Belladonna still, and we've heard a little bit about the next project. Is there anything else that you're excited about that you can talk more freely about? Anything, even movies that are coming out?
Nothing that I'm doing with Brett Mullen, but I've got another film coming up with another great filmmaker out of North Carolina, Jason Buterin. We have a film coming out called Kill Giggles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's been working on that for a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for the fans out there, if you don't know Jason or anything about the project, Jason hates clowns.
Yes.
He's deathly afraid of them. So he decided that, hey, what's the best way to get over your fear of clowns?
Make a movie,
but instead of like, so everybody's got the serial killer clown movie, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Jason's got the most original idea. Mm-hmm. He's got the serial killer of clowns.
Oh, nice.
So he hates clowns. He hates clowns. So what is he going to do? He makes a movie where clowns fucking die, like, from start to finish. Yeah. Like, and he's got some of the most ingenious clown kills.
He's great, and I love that he refers to his son as the Dark Lord. Yeah,
Stormageddon, the Dark Lord of all, is his child. And like, oh my god, like, and he is so infatuated. He's so in love with his little boy.
Oh, he's so in love with him.
Like, Jason, I'm not even related to him. I have a brother and a niece. Jason is my favorite father. Mm-hmm. Like, just to watch how he dotes over his child, but it is excellent.
He's such a cool dad.
Yeah, he is. And so my character, so it's like I am playing a clown in the movie.
Oh, so you're one of the murdered ones?
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it because I myself actually love clowns.
Nice.
Specifically female clowns.
Oh!
Yeah, so if any ladies want to pick up on Shane Terry
dressed as a female clown.
Yeah, you'll get
a
lot of attention from me.
Clowns?
So, but anyways, my clown that I, because I love clowns so much, Jason decided he wanted to make me a clown called Kinky Dinky. And I am a stripper clown.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
I'm a male stripper clown.
Nice.
So I'm really excited for it. For the first time in my life for a film role, I'm going to the gym. I'm getting in shape because I don't want to be out. This film is like
very exciting. Not if you're going to strip.
So we've got Vernon Wells begging.
Oh,
he begged to be in this movie. Vernon Wells of Weird Science and Mad Max and all this fame. He is Giggles. He is the clown king. He is King Giggles. So we've got him. We've got Felissa Rose in it. We've got Judith O'Day. Barbara from Night of the Living Dead.
Wow.
She's in it. We've got a killer, incredible cast. It's going to be an amazing film. Like, keep an eye out. We're starting to film it this summer, I think July. And it's expected to come out next year in 2020. So please keep an eye out for it. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've been watching the progression on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Jason is incredible at marketing.
He's one of the best people at marketing
that I've ever met. And, that's how he gets as many people. And he's also done something very original with his crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
So, most people will do a Kickstarter or whatever, be like, give me money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you get perks or whatever. Well, what Jason did, he didn't go through Kickstarter. He went through another
Indiegogo
program.
It wasn't Indiegogo.
Start Engine, I think.
Okay, yeah.
But instead of, like, just begging for money, he was selling shares in the movie. Like, basically, if the movie makes any money, if you invested, you get a percentage off of, depending, like, and I think it was like a minimum of $100 investment, it was only in $100 increments.
Right.
So, but, depending if you paid $100, you get so much percentage, $200, and, so on and so forth. So, he raised like over $25,000
just by that kind
of crowdsourcing.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a genius at marketing.
That's awesome.
So I'm very excited for this role and for this film. So like I said, keep your eyes out for it. It's going to be excellent.
Cool. All right. And do you have a website you want people to go to keep track of you?
Thankfully, I just created this website not too long ago. It's www.lonshaney.com. That's LonSHaney.com.
Nice.
Just like Lon Chaney, the man of a thousand faces. I picked up the nickname because my first film I did like five characters for. During the rap party, the friend said, we're doing a toast. He's like, to Shane, man of a thousand faces. I was like, I'm the next Lon Chaney. And I was like, oh shit, I'm Lon Chaney. And I'm like, okay, that's my website. So check me out, LonShaney.com. I've got trailers to the films that I've done. I've done some music videos for like Zach Wilde, Black Label Society, and a few other bands. Those links are up there. And in the next couple of months, I hope to be having some merchandise up there. So, buy an autographed picture from me or something.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. Well, we will keep track over at Hollow9.com as well. We'll link everything in the show notes when this one goes up. We should have stuff coming out starting next week after the show, after we get through our con crash.
We got to rebound from the con crash.
That's right.
And then we'll dive in.
That's right.
Well, all right, man. It's been great chatting with you. Thank you for stopping by.
Yes. Dave
have
Whitney, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast hanging out with y'all this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to catch up with you guys at the next show whenever we're all going to be in the same place. We got to keep doing this and do this
no
again.
Doubt. And we will be back to New Jersey next year. So, y'all better as well. Because
I guess I should pay for this today.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for having
me. We'll see you guys next time.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. now broadcasting from our new home on the web, Hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow9 Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow9!